Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. We're recording this week. Barbecue Bob and I are going to go jump in a tree over the weekend and open up our bow season. So we're doing this on a Thursday, so we'll try to reference the weekend when you're listening to it. But in all likelihood, we'll slip up a little bit. So I thought I'd put that disclaimer in right on the front end. I'm Jop. He is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Welcome, and thanks for starting everybody off confused. We're live. We're recording.
Right.
Which is it? It's Memorex.
Well, I'm live on Thursday, right?
Yeah. You're alive. You're alive. You're lucky to be alive. Thanks for joining us. It is the smokiest show on the radio, and you got a couple of knuckleheads who pound out some pieces of meat and throw it on a grill and dance around with a can of beer. And that's right. What we're good at.
Well, Bob, you know that when I go to deer camp, I rarely take a weapon. I'm the the only thing I take that's lethal at all is my spatula and my smoker.
I think your tongue is your most lethal
right.
weapon.
Well, that could be too.
I've experienced.
That kind of goes with me everywhere I go. But so I'm headed to Shartucky with my buddies that I grew up with.
Hold on. I just want everybody in Charlotte to know I don't consider Charlotte Shartucky. This is his little thing. I love that town.
Well, it's my hometown, so I can call it whatever I want, right? I'm born and bred right there.
You were bred, that's for sure.
But anyway, my dad told me he found me on a stump in the woods, is what he told me, right, when I was young.
A petri dish, probably.
Yeah. Anyway, going to head down there. Got a guy that's an Angus farmer, and he's brought me a 5 5-pound chuck roast that I'm going to do on a smoker. And this is a first for me. I think my plan is to smoke half of them and slice them like a brisket. And the rest of them, I'm going to cut them up in littler chunks and make some jerky out of
them. I just want to know, will your driver be driving you out there, or are you going to actually drive yourself?
No, I'll be driving myself because I have to bring the equipment, right? I got tow-behind smokers, and it's a good thing I still have Big
Dainty
Brown.
Little job showing up at Deer Camp right. with his cook gear.
Right, yeah. You know, Big Brown, my Ford Excursion is 20 years old, is a land yacht, and you can bring catering for a weekend in that thing.
Yeah, you can.
So we're going to be doing that. But
I think we had 68 cases of beer in it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and it was squatting a little bit, but we got where we needed to go. I do remember that.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that, Chuck. You'll do just fine.
Yep.
You want to do some cheesy potatoes too, right? You
said. Yeah, I did. Yeah. I'm.
There's lots of cool recipes out there, and I think you'll play around with them. Just be careful of the ones that add too much soup.
Right, they don't solidify enough. You want them
it
a little firm, don't you?
It just gets too creamy. You just want a little bit of cream of chicken or cream of celery, cream of mushroom, one of those.
Okay.
Cream of mushroom's pretty good.
Yeah.
But you got to watch the quantity. And you're good at kind of running on the cuff, so
right.
you'll be able to tell by the time you're putting your mixture
right.
together.
So you got any tips for that? Or is there anything but cheese and potatoes in it? I mean, do I put onion
Onions.
In? Do I put mushroom in?
Or I whatever? Like a little diced jalapeno, and since it's a man camp, you could get away with that.
Right, yep. Heat them up, give them
unless,
a little bit of spice.
Unless they're all showing up in their yeah. tag wires. And
well, no. These guys are – I'm the yuppie cook, right? The rest of these guys will probably do a little hunting, maybe. I don't know. But anyway, you know, one of the things we will be doing is drinking some beer.
Ooh.
I guarantee. So it's our friends at Siciliano, it's the beer of the week this week is
yeah.
one that's actually an international version, right? This thing is brewed in Hamilton, Ontario, which is just on the outskirts of Toronto.
And that is Stranger Than Fiction.
Right. And this particular one's called Stranger Than Fiction. And it's a dark porter, thick.
Versus a light porter.
Right. But it's a little thick, I think, this one. And so you describe it. Take a drink of it and tell them what you think.
I got you off the edge here. I'm just going to keep you on your heels for a while.
Right.
I love it. I think it's mighty tasty. The can is super cool. It's got this giant kid picking up a village, so I'm not sure how that goes. I guess that's Stranger Than Fiction. But I've been to Hamilton, Ontario quite a few times back in my Canadian working days, and it's a cool area. They're just a little behind the curve on getting into the craft business. You know, when we were kids, we used to sneak over to Windsor and get that Molson Triple X. Do you remember that?
I do.
That was the killer beer
back
in the day.
What else did you do in Windsor when you were over there?
That was it. Only Triple X.
Yeah, right. That was Triple X, right?
Yes.
Yeah, just the beer, right?
That's
all you
got
that was over there.
I was a boy.
I get it.
I was a boy.
Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah, so, you had to be 18 to get beer, didn't you?
Yeah, at least 15.
Right.
Yeah. I have been attacked by aliens. We have a couple little three-year-old blondes running around our house. So this morning at 5:30, they came running up to our room wanting to jump in and snuggle because they woke up in a strange surroundings. You know,
sure.
They know our house well, but they're up from Knoxville, our two little granddaughters. So that's always fun. They're just like aliens, though. They run around with their arms flailing, screaming and running. They got they call Grandma Yaya. They got Yaya's high heels on, and they're tearing the jewelry apart, and I was so happy to leave. It was crazy. But, gosh, we love having them around, and we'll be sharing them with their other grandparents for 11 days. My kids are in Italy. We've got pictures already coming back from Rome.
And
so.
she's gonna take a cooking class.
Yeah, Emily.
This is Emily, his oldest daughter, who has the blog, the food blog, and she's gonna take. I heard she was gonna take a cooking class.
She is gonna be down on the southern coast with a famous chef in her house, doing an all day or so.
Cool.
I had a great time last Sunday in Indianapolis at the Colts Raiders game.
Oh,
Carrier has suites. I work for Carrier, and. Of course, we supply Michigan with heating and cooling. They invented air conditioning, right? And we're down there in this giant air-conditioned Lucas Oil Stadium with giant Carrier rooftops on it, which was appropriate. We had a suite there. I was in the suite for a little while. But as soon as I got offered the 50-yard line second row seats, I jumped on them.
Well, really?
Oh, they're so
you're
nice.
You're smart like that.
They're so nice.
Yeah.
We then went to dinner. We stayed. They put us up at the Conrad Hilton, which was really tough to take.
Right.
The
sounds like you talk about me roughing it at a deer camp. You're going on a work trip.
The
right?
robe fit perfectly.
Right, yeah.
Then they took us to dinner at a place called Prime 47. If you're ever in Indianapolis and want a great steak, I rarely eat at steakhouses like you.
Right.
There's a few that stand out. There's one in Lansing, Michigan that was always my favorite. It was called the Nightcap. Little hole in the wall. Phenomenal meal. The Conrad is a bit large. I mean, the Prime 47 is a bit larger, but they serve, I don't know, 60 of us, filet mignon and different things, but almost everybody ordered the filet, and I'm telling you, dude, it was perfect. It was gorgeous.
Wow.
It was prime.
And it was flavorful?
Oh, they had shrimp cocktail with a homemade cocktail sauce that was, like, better than anything I could have ever
done. What made it better? What do you think was in there?
I don't know. I couldn't figure it out, but it was really chunky and... The shrimp were big, beautiful, fresh steamed.
Right.
I don't know. I love restaurants like that that really go old school and whip everything up from scratch. The guy brought me what I thought would be a two-finger bourbon that was like about six fingers.
Yeah.
And then he screwed up and made an extra and brought it to the table. So I was set for the night.
Right. Yeah, feeling no pain, I'm thinking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, well, that's cool. So It is deer season. You're headed up this weekend. I know you're headed north. We're
going to be up in Charlevoix on Lake Michigan.
Oh, that's right.
We're doing a wine tour, borrowing a buddy's house on the lake, and we're going to have some fun with some friends. On the way up, I told our guests that we're going to be stopping off for a quick little jaunt through the woods. I have to put a few more cameras up out at Whipple.
Okay.
And
well, that's just a short jaunt from the Chase Creek Smokehouse.
Yeah.
So I imagine you'll visit that
No, we're going to shoot right back to the freeway. The girls have the weekend entirely mapped out. So I said, carve me out a half hour.
Right.
I got to swap some cards out and put a few more cameras up.
Yeah, right, because you got to know what's happening in your hunting area.
The weekend
exactly.
after, yeah, we're going to be next weekend we'll be up. So
cool.
I can't wait.
Well, coming up next, we're going to have one of our guests on the show with us from Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchens, Warren Richter. And Warren's a kitchens expert, and we're going to take a little diversion and talk some kitchen for a minute. So stick with us. We'll be back.